Just arriving at the Red Lion at East Haddon. It's very pretty, beautifully lit up. I'm very much looking forward to this now. I'm talking quietly because I'm being looked at.
Well, we've sat down. It's a very attractive looking restaurant, I have to say. And we're actually in the bar this evening, so it's not the main restaurant. And I'm sitting with my in-laws and my husband, and we've just had crayfish from Pittsford for our starter. And Alistair's just had a beetroot and cheese salad. Alex, what did you think to your starter?
I can't speak, I've got a mouthful.
I always seem to ask questions. Whenever someone has a mouthful, I always manage to do this. We'll try this again. Chew. We'll come back to you.
I did it 52 times.
We'll come back to you. Again.
I've never had crayfish, let alone Northamptonshire crayfish, before.
Pittsford crayfish, actually, from Pittsford, Fisheries. Yeah,
that's in Northamptonshire.
Yeah.
And I live by the sea and I eat lobsters and crabs. And I must say, I didn't think it was equal to saltwater.
Crayfish. But on reflection, would you think that if you're using a local product, do you think it was...
No, I thought it was rather bland. It needed lots of salt and pepper and spices to make it edible, and I wouldn't ever choose it again.
No, that's a very honest answer. Thank you. I'm afraid we're not going to get away with anything other than honest answers this evening, so we'll come back after the main course. Well, I'm just eating the main course at the moment, and I've had the lamb, which I have to say is... absolutely delicious. There's some very interesting, I'd say, baby herbs in here, sort of bijou, tiny little sort of surprises of taste. It's nicely seasoned. The pink is pink, and the vegetables are beautifully cooked. So for me, this lamb is 10 out of 10. So hopefully in a little while I'll go and meet the chef and find out a little bit more about the restaurant. Well, I'm in the kitchens with Anthony Horn now, and everything's gone quiet because service is finished, and I'm just going to speak to him. Anthony, we had a fantastic meal. I really enjoyed it. I will say the crayfish we felt was a little bit apologetic on the seasoning, but it's different from sea crayfish, isn't it?
It's locally sourced crayfish, so we try and keep the delicate flavours. There's a fine balance between the tarragon and the crayfish and the seasoning there, so we just try and get the crayfish to come through more than anything.
Now, I noticed you had quite a few local products in there. Your lamb was local?
Yeah, it's actually the next village on, along Buckby.
Oh, so it could have almost have trotted here itself.
Yeah, it could have done, yeah.
So you've been here how long?
I've been here about 6 months now, and in the last month we've really tried to sort of push the menu forward, etc. We've had a new kitchen fitted, so we're really going for it now.
And Adam's come on board, and have you found any good positive changes since he's come in the kitchen? Has he been in the kitchens?
Yeah, definitely. We're moving forward. It's all about organisation, getting the right products, the right chefs, the right team together, and that's it really, and then we can go forward.
And you trained in Northampton, which was actually the same college that I trained in, but also you trained at Rhodes. Is Gary Rhodes's...
It's a restaurant, yeah. I trained at Northampton College, like you said, and did a couple of years in London under Gary Rhodes, working there, sort of refining my skills from college, really.
So. That's fantastic. Well, we've had a really super meal. I'm definitely going to come back. I think it's a brilliant pub, and we'll look forward to seeing you again. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
I've just got back home, and reviewing the evening, there are flashes of utter brilliance in the Red Lion at East Haddon, particularly the sweet, which was an iced orange mousse with dark chocolate cream. It's a fabulous atmosphere. We will definitely be eating there again, and I'm going to be very, very interested to see what happens in the coming 6 to 12 months. So I hope you'll visit. It's well worth a visit, and I would certainly recommend it to you and anybody else that asks.